Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Vitor Domingos, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. WeWork announces a 90-day plan to divest itself of non-core businesses. The list includes marketing platform Conductor, office management brand managed by Qume, and WavePool business WaveGarden. It also plans layoffs not affecting WeWork physical locations. SoftBank called for unit cuts after bailing the company out in the wake of the failed IPO. YouTube joins Facebook in censoring the name of the person identified by some as the whistleblower who triggered the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Facebook said it will continue to block the name unless it became more widely reported by mainstream media. YouTube said it will scrub the name from videos, titles, and descriptions. Instagram is testing hiding like counts in the US. The company has plotted a change in Canada, Japan, and other countries. It will affect some US accounts starting next week. Other social media companies have experimented with hiding engagement metrics from public view to encourage healthy content and conversations. The Wall Street Journal examines the state of SIM swapping attacks, through which criminals take over a target's phone to access financial accounts and materials for blackmail. Google reported that text message-based two-factor authentication fails to protect against one-third of targeted attacks. Experts recommend authentication apps, password managers, and PIN-protecting mobile accounts. Adobe previewed its AI photo editing app, which will roll out to the public sometime in 2020. Adobe trained AI for its Photoshop camera app with the millions of photos it has in its stock photo collection, including data on which photos people tend to buy and how photo editors typically alter their photos. The app analyzes a photo and recommends enhancements via Adobe's Sensei AI, filtering the most relevant lenses to the top. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.